10 seconds. Three, two, one, zero.
Compute.
Magnitude within 1% of last observation.
Yasko, I want to know the nature and origin of that explosion.
Too far away.
Shock wave will hit Alpha in exactly 143.2 seconds.
Red alert. Check emergency life support. Check backup power circuits. Helena, prepare for casualties.
Medical, ready casualty reception units.
One minute 40.
Launch Eagles.
Launch Eagles.
One minute.
Eagle One to command.
Yes, Alan.
We're in position.
Hold your positions. You'll be shielded from the blast.
Yes, Commander.
We'll be ready to land as soon as the shockwave is passed.
Seconds.
Rescue teams at stations, all airlocks sealed.
Medical section ready. Twenty seconds.
Last procedure.
Come in, Alpha. Come in, Moonbase Alpha.
Do you read me, Alpha? Come in, Moonbase Alpha. Do arrange on all frequencies. I'm not getting any reading.
Let's go.
Pressure's down a little. It's safe.
Maya, all right? Kate, you all right?
Yes, Commander, I'm all right. My scanner's taken a beating.
We lost audio contact.
We're all right, Alan.
This time, yes.
Moonbase Alpha status report, Dr. Helena Russell recording. It is now 1,288 days since we left Earth's orbit. For a week, we've been traveling toward a series of spatial explosions of unknown origin. They detonate at precise 12-hour intervals. As we move closer, each succeeding shockwave is more violent. There have been no serious casualties, but we suffer increasing damage to our vital systems. Since we cannot control our course through space, there is no way to take evasive action.
There it is, the eye of the explosions.
A planet? Yes, but it's still too distant for our senses to give much information.
Except one obvious conclusion. It's still there. It hasn't been destroyed.
The explosions are traveling one way only, outward.
Right.
And with the exact 12-hour intervals between detonations, we can assume it's not a natural phenomenon.
Some form of intelligence is responsible.
Warning us. Stay away.
And if the warnings aren't heeded?
I want Eagle One on the pad ready for liftoff.
Eagle One, prepare for launch.
Maya, let's go.
John. Be careful.
Alan, what's our ETA at the planet?
42 minutes, 8.47 seconds.
The computer copies.
It always does. Scan. Magnify.
It's a ring by moons.
Maya, I want a sensor reading.
It's an almost perfect circle.
Planet's atmosphere is chlorine gas. Specific gravity 7.493, magnetic coefficient 047.
Try the moons.
Atmosphere negative, but they're emitting a high energy potential.
Alan, set a course for the nearest moon.
Energy level are naturally high. Heavy metallic concentrations. No evidence of life.
John? It's some sort of station.
Maya?
That's it. The source of the high energy levels I've been getting.
Alan, take her down. Camera helmet. Decompress.
There's no obvious entrance. What's it made of, Maya?
Well, it appears a platinum tungsten alloy. No reading from interior.
I found an entrance operated by weight-sensitive pads. Radiation negative. Life form negative. I'm going in. Cover me.
I'll get a suit on.
Atmosphere negative. There's some sort of a...
Commander! Come in, Commander! Alan, we've lost contact!
Decompress.
Can you hear me?
Alan.
Huh? Are you all right?
Isn't everybody after getting hit with 300 or 400 volts?
Is it?
Some kind of probe. I think we're being checked out. Basic geometric figures. I think it's trying to communicate.
It's a star chart.
It's trying to find out where we're from.
Sun, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars.
Hey, how about that? Hey, good old clean air.
Sorry for the delay. It took some time to align to your language.
I'm Commander John Koenig. This is Alan Carter.
Welcome. I am Voice Probe 248.
I'd like to talk with someone who has authority.
For what purpose?
We've a vital matter to discuss.
You must be more specific.
Our base, with all aboard, is heading directly towards your planet. Unless we...
I'm sorry. There is nothing I can do.
Then let me talk to someone who can.
I am a machine.
A computer?
Yes. I can perform no independent action without authority.
Then put me in contact with your masters.
That is not possible.
Why?
The intelligent life form of the planet, my masters, is not yet in existence. I am waiting for the first of them to be born.
We're not leaving until we get some answers.
Commander?
Yes, Maya?
The energy level is rising to a critical point.
Let's get out of here!
Get us out of here.
Ignition negative. We've lost main power.
Switch to emergency circuits.
Still negative. Impact's blown the main fuses.
Resetting.
Have power on computer. Sensors operating.
Well, there's still no juice in the ignition system.
Manual start. Link in the solar batteries.
Energy level reaching critical.
This time.
string of moons, each one with a space station. Now, let's assume they're all building a similar energy.
Storing up enormous power in the spheres.
Right. Conclusions?
The system could behave like a ring of thunderclouds.
And when the potential's reached a high enough level, discharges.
The equivalent of a gigantic electrical storm. Lightning arcing across thousands of miles between each moon in the ring.
Producing an energy wave like 1,000 H-bombs. Radiating 1,000,000 miles in every direction.
And Alpha's moving closer every second. It's gonna be totally destroyed.
How much time do we have?
Assuming the same 12-hour intervals between explosions, just under 6 hours.
Alan, take her down. We're landing on the planet itself. Expected.
Do not be concerned. You are being taken to a place of safety. Suitable atmosphere has been arranged. You may leave your ship.
Voice probe 748.
We've met 248. Some things it told us could use explanation. Your masters, do they have a physical form?
Of course. But the atmosphere they breathe is chlorine. Your air is as poisonous to them as theirs is to you.
We understand, but we must speak to them.
As you were told, the first is not yet reborn.
You said reborn.
My masters enjoy a unique life cycle. They exist for an allotted span, and then grow old as you humans do. But instead of dying, they enter a chrysalis stage to emerge rejuvenated. Physically perfect, mentally clean. While they are sleeping, they are defenseless.
The reason for the explosive force field.
Yes. We are programmed to protect the masters. Any potential enemy who enters our space is warned by the initial explosions. the warning is ignored, the subsequent explosions will destroy the transgressors.
Are they all in this chrysalis stage of existence?
There is one. The guardian keeps watch while the others sleep.
Could you take us to him?
This is one of the centers of rejuvenation.
Chlorine.
Is this the Guardian?
Yes. But we are too late. He is entering the chrysalis.
Can he still understand me?
I will translate.
I'm Commander John Koenig of Moonbase Alpha. We're heading directly towards your planet. Unless you stop the next explosion, my base and everyone on it will be destroyed. Are you still translating?
Yes, but the answer is...
What? What does it say?
The answer is meaningless.
Listen, will you tell whoever is in this thing?
The Guardian must enter the rejuvenation chamber. He has become senile.
No! No!
Alan, get away from there!
Chance to save Alpha!
You must leave!
Alan, that's chlorine gas!
You have broken the atmosphere in the chrysalis. I must compensate.
Let's get out of here! Come on! Come on, Aya! Out!
Alan's still in there!
I must stabilize the atmosphere.
Alan! Alan!
It lives in high volcanic areas and breeds chlorine.
Good, Maya, but hurry. He's got less than a minute.
Oh, it's so difficult to remember. Alan!
on. Change back. Change back.
Maya, we better get it back to the Eagle. Well, the burns don't look too serious. What I'm concerned about is internal damage.
He should be taken back to Alpha immediately.
In 3 hours, there'll be no Alpha to go back to. Maya, can you operate the ship's lasers?
Of course.
I'm going outside. If I give the order, start blasting. Chambers containing your masters in chrysalis form, correct?
Correct.
You are programmed to defend those masters at all times.
It supersedes all other functions.
The Eagle's lasers are aimed at those chambers. On my command, they will fire and destroy. I want the next explosion stopped, or we start shooting.
My logical duty is to stop them.
Forget logic. Recognize desperation. I will destroy your dome if I have to. I'm waiting for your answer.
Please, be patient.
What's happened?
My orders are to fire on voice command, but I think they've prevented the commander.
Well, then fire.
Hold it, Maya! Decide!
Been reborn.
Disarm laser.
I'm sorry it was necessary to do that.
Where are they?
I will leave. Special atmospheric arrangements have been made.
You look well featured, Commander Koenig.
The word is handsome.
Ah, yes. Handsome.
You know my name.
And the predicament of your base and people.
Your language is a difficult one. It took us nearly an hour to learn it.
You must stop the next explosion.
There is plenty of time to decide.
First, we want to talk. There are several matters of interest to discuss. There's no equivalent in your language for our names. You can call me A.
And you can call me B.
We seek perfection. We enter chrysalis, fully grown adults. At the end of each cycle, we are reborn.
Listen to me.
We emerge fully grown adults on a higher level of intelligence to mold our lives in any way we wish. We repeat that process continually in our search for perfection.
Our lives are threatened if you...
Oh, yes. We have a choice to make.
There is no choice. There's only one decision. Make it!
On what should we base this choice of ours?
Universal decency.
If I agree to save your base, there will be conditions.
What conditions?
Does it matter what they are? Then I decide in your favor. At least you have my vote.
I don't understand.
A society that seeks perfection must act democratically. Each has equal rights. I have voted yes. It is up to me.
Your decision is clouded by attraction.
Attraction?
For the commander. It is obvious and stupid. You want him to stay, to be your lover.
I may learn to adapt my body to suit his atmosphere. Would that please you, Commander?
Make the decision, the only one you can.
I am not swayed by emotion. I vote no.
A tie, a deadlock. We must await the deciding vote.
Deciding vote?
The next to be reborn will be the Guardian's brother. Brother to the one your pilot tried to kill. It is very unlikely he will decide in your favor. You will wait here until he is ready to speak to you.
Moving away now.
Not far enough. 24 minutes of detonation. Go to yellow.
Yellow alert.
Alpha is passing the planet. But if the commander can't stop the next explosion, there's no doubt Alpha will be destroyed.
How long has he got to delay them?
If the commander can delay them for another 4 hours, Alpha will be far enough away to withstand the shockwaves, but too far away for us to get back.
Yeah, and getting further away all the time. You better check out John and see how he's doing.
Main outlets closed.
Check.
Airlocks A through D sealed.
Check.
3 seconds. 2, 1. Minus 20 minutes. John.
Commander Koenig. I am the brother of the Guardian you tried to kill. It seems your destiny is in my hands.
I understand your need to defend yourselves. But we mean you no harm. Please, let us pass in safety. In a few hours, we'll be gone from your planet forever.
You say you are non-aggressive.
Yes.
A familiar argument, Commander. And yet you have attempted to use violence.
Born from desperation.
You ask us to drop our guard, but offer no valid reason why we should do so.
One, you seek perfection.
Yes, we do. Through logical progression. And logically, my answer must be no. Please, my decision is irreversible. Commander, you and your companions are free to remain. You will be safe here.
There are things more precious than safety. Loyalty is better than logic. Hope is better than despair. And creation is better than destruction. I just wanted to tell you that, you seekers of perfection.
Alpha's beyond Eager One's reach.
We don't have enough fuel to catch it.
To leave now, Commander, would be stupid. You can never get back to your base, which in any case is facing certain destruction.
I know what I want to do.
It's unanimous. We're leaving.
He said, loyalty is better than logic.
So he did.
Hope is better than despair. Creation is better than destruction.
Inexplicable.
It is not so inexplicable to me now.
This is the tricky part. Next trick.
Countdown at 8 minutes.
Come in, Alpha.
John.
We've left the planet. Prepare for detonation.
Understood.
Red alert.
John, what's your ETA at Alpha?
Negative.
We don't have enough fuel. We're not going to make it.
Understood. John.
I know. Me too. Patch me into the internal system.
1 minute, 2 seconds. One. Countdown minus one.
We're ready.
This is Commander Koenig.
In less than a minute, you will be hit by another energy wave. At this range, Moonbase Alpha may well be destroyed. At best, you must assume severe damage and large numbers of casualties. Let the log show, I commend all personnel for their courage, fortitude, and devotion to duty since we left Earth orbit. That is all.
Ready, John.
Countdown.
40 seconds. 39. 38. 37.
Thank you.
5 seconds.
Detonation positive. Shockwave will hit us in 10 seconds. Alpha 18 seconds later.
Last procedure.
What happened?
They limited it. Controlled it. Stopped it short of destroying us.
Check it.
They used the explosion to give us enough propulsion to increase our speed to 804. That's enough. We can reach Alpha.
John, are you all right?
We're fine.
Shockwaves have passed Alpha. There's only minimal damage. What happened?
Hope is better than despair.
Creation is better than destruction.
John, what happened?
What happened is we're coming home.
All right, let's take a specific case. I ask you for our ETA at the planet, and you beat the computer.
Well, that's because your numerical system is based on 10. 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, and so on.
And yours is based on the function of an ellipse.
So when I'm working our trajectories through space, time, and distance, those are just elliptical progressions. They're simple calculations. Or like 1 plus 3 plus 5 divided by 2.
4.5.
Listen, I really must go. I promised to have lunch with Tony.
Wait. Your system simplifies the process, but you still come up with the answers of miles per hour, feet per second. Our system.
Well, there's a formula to convert that. Look.
And you beat the computer every time. You know, Maya.
Hey, Maya!
I'm Helen, remember?
Oh, hi.
Yeah, hi. You know, Alan's been telling me about those women on the planet. Beautiful and naked, I understand.
Women? Oh, wait a minute, I could hardly see them.
Really? Beautiful? Naked? Green?
Green? They were? I didn't really notice that.